Mental Health Monday Marathon. Tackling the stigma.
Very pleased to say our next guest joining us on the programme up nice and early for us, and we really appreciate his time. Jack Hunter-Spivey, who's a Paralympian table tennis player and a professional. He's brilliant to get you on the programme, Jack. We really appreciate you coming on board.
No problem. Good morning. And I'd just like to say, what are you doing today?
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a long old stint so far, but we continue on. We continue on, absolutely. Now, Jack, you've been based in around the Merseyside region as well. I think you used to play at a Widnes as well. You're a big Liverpool fan, and you became an absolute superstar as a result of your Paralympic work through playing table tennis. But actually, your mental health has been something very dear to both you, but also your family as well.
Yeah, I was born in Liverpool, moved to Widnes when I was 10 and discovered table tennis. I was lucky enough to turn professional when I was 18 and I moved to Sheffield. I've always grew up around mental health. My mum has bipolar, so I've always grew up around mental health and stuff. And I was actually diagnosed with depression myself when I was 18. So for me, dealing with that and being a professional athlete has been tough, but I think it's great to highlight and great to show that no matter any mental health struggles you've got, you can still achieve them. And I'm currently one of the best players in the world. So,
absolutely, testament to the hard work that you've put in as well. But maybe even a coping mechanism, the coping strategies that you've got towards your mental illness, is that something you've learned to deal with, that you can spot signs for and put things in place to make sure that it doesn't affect your physical performance?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. For me, I've been through many therapies and treatments, and it definitely does help. The best thing I ever did was to reach out to someone and say that I wasn't feeling okay. And at that point forward, I've got the help I needed, and I'm in a much better place. I've been in some very, very dark times in my life. I've been through suicide attempts and things like that. But at the moment, I'm feeling absolutely great, and I can perform at my highest level. And it's just spotting when you're not feeling great and reaching out for help. And that's the biggest thing I would say, is to reach out to someone, and someone will always listen. Mental health shouldn't be a taboo. There's someone always going to help you, and you just need to make that jump and to get some help you need.
In terms of the success that you've had in terms of table tennis, have you sort of gone into tournaments where you've had dark moments from a mental health point of view, moments you've had to manage to make sure that you're capable of performing at the highest level? Have you ever found yourself sort of in a race against time to get you out of a particular mindset to make sure that you're ready to play?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, before I played the Paralympics in Rio, I'd qualified, and about 6 weeks before, I'd nearly took my own life, about 6 weeks or 2 months before Rio. Mental health can get anybody. It doesn't discriminate. Anyone can have some problems, but it's learning how to deal with that. It's learning that the thoughts are just thoughts, and I was quite able to get myself out of that place and perform well in Rio. I think I see table tennis as a massive escape for me. And sometimes I look at it as I'm playing a character. So no matter how I'm feeling in my personal life and how I'm feeling, I can switch and be like table tennis Jack, so to speak. So
what a great idea! What a great sort of coping strategy that is. That, I mean, I'm amazed, Jack, that it was such a short frame of or time frame between a suicide attempt and the Rio Olympics as well. How do you sort of view that now, looking back with a little bit of hindsight towards it? Was it just representative of where you were at from a mental health point of view at that time?
Yeah, I think my mental health's been a massive struggle for all I can remember. But looking back, I just look at what great strength I had. I'm so lucky that I didn't manage to take my own life. I'm lucky to play in a Paralympics, to perform at the highest level I could do. I think looking back, it's one of them things that I wouldn't like to go through, but I'd look at it back on it and just see how strong I was and use that to go forward now and to try and boost my mental health even more, if that makes sense. So, yeah, for me, it was one of them times where I was in a dark place, but I managed to get myself out of it and, yeah, playing the Paralympics.
Do you find you get a benefit from the physical exercise that comes with playing table tennis as well? Do you feel that actually the training sessions and obviously the workout that you get through that, and of course the absolute focus you got to place on that, that gives you something from a positive point of view if you are struggling in any particular moment.
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely. I mean, currently I train about 6 hours a day, table tennis, and about an hour in the gym as well. So for me, the physical aspect is great. I mean, the hardest part for me sometimes when I'm feeling low is actually getting out of bed and getting to training. But once I'm there, to see the outcome, to see the physical change in your body, to see the training, you're playing better, your technique's better, I think the physical aspect is definitely a massive plus for me, because you can see the actual goals and you can see what you're achieving throughout what you're doing.
And when people talk about issues like depression, you know, there might be a presumption from some people who are maybe a little bit ignorant that, you know, you're down all the time. But presumably, you know, when you had success in Slovakia, Korea, the China Open as well, do you really feel that the highs as high as you would if you didn't have any sort of mental health issues?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I played in the US Open just before Christmas and I managed to become US Open champion. And it was one of the best feelings I've had in my life. I'd won the match, I got off the phone, I rang my mum. I was crying my eyes out because I was so happy. I mean, I've been through a lot that year. But definitely, people can be down. People can feel normal. People can feel really elated. It doesn't have any sort of gauge, if that makes sense. Not everyone with depression is down all the time. It's just sometimes. And they're the times that you have to go and reach out and try and get some help for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, from the point of view in terms of your Paralympic status as well, when you tell people that you also have a mental health issue, do people like look at you in a way we think, well, I thought you were already coping with being, you know, the physical side of things as well? Is that extra sympathy do you get, or do you find that maybe that puts people off and thinking, you know, what on earth do I say to somebody who finds themselves in that particular position, both physically and mentally?
For me, there's only been the last year or two I've came out publicly with mental health problems. I think I wanted to break the taboo, and I think I spoke to my coaches and they were a little bit concerned that my opponents would view me differently and my different people would view me differently as a sign of weakness. But I'm trying to get across that mental health should not be a taboo. It could get anybody. One in four people can struggle with mental health problems. And for me, I view it as I was born with cerebral palsy. I was also born with mental health problems. No sort of difference in that.
I think it's a fantastic attitude to have as well. And I guess the other thing, Jack, is that people maybe who don't know what you look like, you have a very prominent hairstyle. And that would always be the first thing that people would say about you before they would ever comment on whether or not you had physical or mental issues.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in Rio, I had a black and red mohawk. So I'm quite an extroverted character, I suppose. So the mohawk's gone for now, but you never know, it might return.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I got rid of the mohawk probably January last year, but I do miss it, so maybe something might come back soon.
Hey, but you know, I don't know if you follow your sporting superstitions. The mohawk disappeared, the US Open gold, that arrived.
Well, yeah, that is true. That is very true, yeah.
Just tell us about, you mentioned your mum and how proud that she's been of you and the sort of commitment that she's made to make sure that you can, you know, get the table in the first place to play table tennis as well. Does she really get to enjoy those moments? You touched on the issues that she has. Does she still feel those highs as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, me and my mum have been through a lot. I mean, as a kid, we grew up and we didn't have anything at all, really. We really struggled. Table tennis sessions for me were £2.50, and my mum really, really struggled to fund that. I could go once a week. And I told my mum one day, come back in at the age of 10, saying I'm going to be a professional athlete, and she was the only one who believed in me. There's been three times where she wasn't well enough to take me to sessions and we had other people, but we found a way. And I remember in China when I found out I eventually qualified for Rio, I rang her and said, Mum, I've made it. I'm going to be a Paralympian. And it was such an emotional moment. She was crying. I was crying. It was just one of them things that we both felt so happy for it because we've both been on a massive journey to do it. And I think she is so proud of me. I mean, we'll be in town sometimes and she'll be telling random people what my job is and how I'm doing. And she's just so proud of what I'm doing. And I think it just shows the strength of character of both of us, I suppose.
Brilliant stuff. And I guess everything that you've been through, Jack, in terms, you know, be some things that you maybe don't remember growing up in sort of difficult part of Liverpool as well. Cerebral palsy you were living with as well. I understand you were blind and deaf until you were about 1 year of age.
Yeah.
As well, you're obviously financially that was an issue for you as well, and your mum's mental health issues as well. So you've come up against everything that life can throw your way. You've come up against it, and not only have you taken it on, but you've taken it on and you've smashed it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but for me, they were just barriers growing up. I mean, it is what I had to face to become what I am today. I mean, at the age of 10 and 12, my mum wasn't well enough to get me to Sheffield for training sessions. So I was jumping on trains. I was sitting in train toilets. I've had strangers pay for my train fares. I've slept in people's hotel lobbies, like, just to get some training sessions in and try and impress the GB squad. I mean, if you want things enough, you've got to overcome things like that. And I'm kind of grateful for the background I did have, because it does, as for me, it shapes me as a person. I've been through a lot. And it just shows to other people that no matter what is in your way, you can absolutely achieve whatever you want to. And I had a dream of becoming a Paralympian and becoming a professional athlete, and I'm managing to do it at the moment. So, yeah, it just shows that nothing can get in your way.
What's in store for 2018? What have you got planned next, Jack?
Big year this year for me. So I'm currently signed in the Bundesliga in Germany, so I'm playing the top division of Germany. So hopefully we can win the league there with my new team. I've also got 5 international tournaments to play before the World Championships. So I've got the World Championships in October, and I'm hoping for a medal. I'm hoping to be coming back with some hardware, should we say. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And how are you fixed for funding at the moment? How's that working out for you in terms of what you need at the moment?
Funding's very tough for me. So I'm UK Sport Lottery funded, which I'm very, very grateful for. But the way the tier system works, I only earn at £9,000 a year. So I'm currently looking for sponsorship from companies to help fund my trips abroad and equipment and living costs and all these things. It's difficult to live off a small amount, which is another barrier I'm facing. So, yeah, I'm constantly looking for sponsorship opportunities and help that sort of way. So.
Brilliant
if anyone
stuff.
Would like to contact me, then that'd be great.
Absolutely. What we'll do, we'll get you, make sure your social media is up on our social media, or if people want to contact us here at the station, Jack, we'll put you in touch with them. Thanks for your time today, pal. We really appreciate you joining us as part of our sort of epic challenge that we're taking on as well. And it'd be great to catch up with you later on in the year. Thanks for joining us on the
Definitely.
Mental Health Monday Marathon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mental Health Monday Marathon with Mick Coyle on Radio City Talk.